This is a podcast to introduce Anvil Academic Publishing. Anvil is a new digital academic publishing program designed to address both the current crisis in academic publishing and the opportunities presented by digital technology with an emphasis on humanistic research. Anvil has conceived to allow for the publication of fully digital titles, which will be published on the web and as applications on portable devices. The project is a joint venture between the National Institute for Technology and Liberal Arts Education, often referred to as NITLEI, and the Council on Library and Information Resources, CLEAR. NITLEI and CLEAR intend to develop a practical collaborative publishing solution for 21st century world of scholarly argument. Some of the key program components of Anvil include to focus on new forms of scholarly argument that move beyond the traditional monograph and that fully utilize the power of digital technology. We also are interested in new organizational structures that make libraries partners in the publishing enterprise rather than simply customers of publishers. We want to explore new ways for academic institutions to work in partnership. We also want to focus on new revenue models for sustaining scholarly argument in an emerging digital world. In this world, there will probably be no significant revenue from per-unit sales to individuals, institutions, and libraries, and we need to find alternative methods of revenue production. We're looking at new forms of scholarly expression and how that the new environments for research can be captured, as well as the scholarly object itself. We think that new promotion and tenure criteria that recognize the merit of new scholarly argument genre is also critically important, and we're also quite intent on exploring new editorial practices brought on out of necessity by emerging new genres of scholarly publication. In the coming years, Anvil Academic Publishing will be sustained by a consortium of higher education institutions. These include Stanford University, Washington University of St. Louis, the University of Virginia, Bryn Mawr College, Amherst College, and Middlebury College. We've also been fortunate to receive a major grant from the Brown Family Foundation in Houston, and we have finances to carry us through for the next several years. We have developed a set of criteria to determine whether Anvil over time is successful, and these sort of factors of assessment include the following. These are questions that we want to ask ourselves ongoing. Has Anvil developed good working partnerships with the world's leading digital scholarship organizations? Is Anvil productively collaborating with higher education institutions, other libraries, and publishers? Does Anvil have good communication and good working relationships with important leading thinkers on new criteria for scholarship and tenure? And finally, does Anvil have a production platform in place that is robust enough and easy enough to use to attract attention and use from client publishing operations on other campuses? We hope that Anvil will show that it has demonstrable progress in these areas into this year, 2012, and beyond. By the end of 2012, we feel that Anvil should be producing rigorously peer-reviewed scholarship under various new publishing house imprints, and also at the same time be testing credible new revenue models for digital scholarly publication. We will continue these podcasts as Anvil evolves, keep everyone informed, and hope to attract collaboration and ideas from the communities that we intend to serve.